Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I was born the year that disco died, and you two was in high school. Thank the Lord that they survived. Got my birthday on a figure 45. Kiss our rocks, our every night. We still argue about
who's better,
Elton John or Billy Joel.
We still wonder if Kirk really broke the ground.
She's singing hoes, and no, we'll never stop believing this is the journey of our lives. So won't you help me pour some sugar on these memories tonight? Sing. Long live ride, long live road, long live big guitars and music for the soul.
Long live rock and roll. What's up? Sorry, I am starting so late, as you can probably give me a guess. I'm having some technical difficulties with my computer because she doesn't want to behave. But nonetheless, welcome to this week's episode of the Smarks List, and I will probably go 10 minutes over tonight to make up for the lost time. Not because I give a shit about any of these smart marks out there, but because I just feel like I need to, because I want to make it up to the fans. But anyway, let's get this next person online while I play this song.
That's good. That's really
good music, too.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said that's really good music, too.
Just perfect for a concert finale, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And hey, y'all. Great. I hope y'all are doing good out there.
Living on that prayer. She hopes everybody's good out there, even though she's afraid of clowns. I hear Bozo's listening to this, but yeah. No.
One day I will punch
him. Sorry, what was that?
I said one day I will punch him in the back.
Say that again.
Nothing.
What?
I saw that she smiled.
In the bed in Cleveland, woke up in Tennessee. No matter where I roam tonight, I'm...
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that?
I said I saw that she smiled on your picture.
Don't get used to it.
Why?
The only people that can really make me smile like that is Chris and his band.
Aww.
Oh, the music is annoying. The music is annoying. Really? Really? Is that so? Well, here, watch this shit. Here, I'll play this shit. How about that? Watch it.
I like that song.
I'm sorry, we're just gonna sit here and listen to you and not talk about your dumb ass smart and all this past Saturday night, and I was pulled up on stage to sing the last song because they love me. Come and watch over me. And I will tell anybody that they are the nicest group of guys anywhere. Rainy, I told you that wasn't just the front man.
I know that. I just knew the front man.
I just knew the front man. So was everybody else.
I know, but
it's like the real band to know all the members.
No, I'm going to learn the rest of the band just like Maroon 5.
You goddamn right you are, because I'm going to make sure you do.
Yeah.
And with that being said, if anybody's wondering how my wrestling training is going, it's going fantastically well. I heard.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, I'm sure everybody is. Thank you. I know. But I will give everybody a heads up. Just wait until the time comes for me to become a wrestler, finally, after all this, all these months of training. And the newest superstar is on the horizon.
That's good. But not if he says anything or not. But did you hear that Seth Rollins is opening up a wrestling school?
Good for him.
What?
I said good for him.
And people are bitching because it's too hot. And bitching because of other crowd. And I'm like, seriously, dude, are you going to cry because it's going to be like $2,700 or, you know, $3,000 if you're going to have to pay it, you know, monthly? Are you bitching because of that? But because you're really going to get...
What the fuck do you guys expect? It's not free.
I know, seriously. And one of the guys is, you know, WWE, so, you know, shut up. Do it if you, you know, if you're really interested in doing it and, you know, save up some money for it.
Get used to it. If it's something that you want to do, then do it. Unless you're cool, or you can be cool with just sitting behind a keyboard for the rest of your life and bitching about John Cena.
That's it.
Stupid ass motherfuckers.
Oh, and also, people want to stir up crap about AJ Lee talking about, oh, she took a note out of her husband's book because she sat cross-legged on the announcer's table.
Oh my God, shut up. You idiots.
I mean, I'm going to say it cross-legged. Oh, I must have stole that from CM Punk. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm sitting cross-legged right now. I mean, because cross-legged is a CM Punk, you know, original, isn't it? Oh, my, yes, because CM Punk is God, right? CM Punk is here to save us all from John Cena. He's here to save us all from the WWE. I got news for you, you idiots. CM Punk has nothing but respect for John Cena. CM Punk thinks you're full of crap. CM Punk wouldn't care if you jumped off a bridge tomorrow.
CM Punk hates negativity.
CM Punk hates wrestling fans. Mainly the internet fans.
Yeah, you know how, you know, I like CM Punk, but seriously, people just need to be quiet. I mean, yeah, you know how I go on about, you know, Punk and stuff, but I'm
three
not
words.
Like, seriously... But I'm not seriously like the internet fans. I mean...
Three words. Let it go. Because you guys like to just sit there and go on and on and on and on about how CM Punk is this and how CM Punk is that, how CM Punk can save us from John Cena, how CM Punk is the man, how CM Punk is a real man's wrestler. Well, let me tell you something. CM Punk, yes. If there's one thing I like about him, I love CM Punk, and it's one thing I really love about him is this. Unlike the rest of you, he is fake. I mean, he is not fake. He is real. He's 100% totally, completely authentic. That doesn't mean John Cena isn't authentic because he's authentic too. So while you guys are just sitting there talking, doing whatever,
hey, John Cena, CM Punk, come back. Yeah, John Cena, go jump off a cliff.
Oh, what are they going to do for the next 3 Mondays whenever he's not going to be there? Are they going to bitch him on because he's not there?
It's not like they cared about seeing Seth Rollins in the beginning.
I know. And now, he's beating so much now. Why are they doing that? Why is he doing that so much now? They're burying Dean Ambrose now. Blah, 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 shit. Shut up.
Oh my gosh. Well, just like Clinton shithead, nobody knows what that word actually means. It doesn't mean what you think it means. Hang on a sec. Yes, I am eating because I can. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I just got there eating about an hour ago. Holy shit.
Yeah, I could take one of those right now.
Like, I really need to know that.
Maybe there's a reason guys like me are training and paying his dues to actually be in the business, and you guys are just sitting there complaining. Like, you actually
and complaining, are. And complaining and bitching and moaning and shit like that.
Let me tell you something. If you want to be in the wrestling business, get your ass from behind your keyboard, get in the ring, and show that you are for real. Because as long as you're sitting behind a keyboard just doing whatever is bitching about this shit, you will never, ever be taken seriously, especially not by the WWE. You'll just be a joke.
You know what? Tonight, I'm so proud because one of the guys, one of the elder guys at, you know, the church thing that I go to almost a month, I mean, Thursday of the month, I was talking about wrestling, and one of them was like, you know, it's like predetermined, right? I said, yes, it's, you know, scripted. He said, yeah. I'm so proud he didn't use the F word.
Oh, you use the F word, dude. It's on, especially with me.
I know. That's with me, too, because I already told people off there that, you know, it's not fake. And they're like, blah, 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 blah. And he knows how I am about wrestling, so he would not dare to use that word about wrestling with me. He said, you know, it's just, you know, it's predetermined. I said, you know, yeah, I know that, but, you know, it's entertaining and entertainment, but they do get hurt. He says, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, let me tell you. The second I start wrestling, oh, the entire professional wrestling world, beware. There's not going to be anybody in this wrestling business over these last few years that's going to be more real than I am. It's going to be real. It's going to be for real. Sounds cold, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a cold, rockin' roaring time. Because the second I get my shot, I'm going to take the ball and I'm going to run with it. And more importantly, if I'm playing a bad guy and you want to cheer me, I'm going to find a way to get you to hate me. Which means I will have no problem taking your beverage and throwing it in your face. Or taking your wife and drenching her in, I'll take your beverage and throw it in your wife's face. Lightning just shot from my ass.
Well, lightning just shot out from outside because we're having storms here. And we're going to have storms tomorrow.
Yeah, courtesy of Bozo the Clown.
No, he ain't.
Bozo the Clown hates you.
I know, and I
actually,
hate him too.
No, actually, he loves you.
Oh, isn't that so sweet? But I still hate him.
You don't know anything. You have an irrational fear of clowns that makes absolutely no sense.
It's just, I don't know. But anyways, off the clown subject.
Okay.
I swear. Stop it. Anyways. Did you hear that Damian and Adam Rose is out of the Battle Royal thing at the Battleground?
No.
And now,
but you know why? Because I had a power outage Monday. I couldn't see shit.
Well, I didn't know it until yesterday because they didn't say anything on Monday Night Raw. It's just because they just had a thing between Adam Rose and Damian, and now people are saying, oh, are they going to have a fight Sunday at Battleground? And we're like, I don't know.
Well, then maybe that means it's nobody's business.
And
okay, and here is the latest episode of Monday Night Raw from this past Monday, and I will watch it as soon as I'm done with this shitty show. Well, not shitty show, but talking to you shitty people.
Except me, I'm not shitty.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes that could be annoying, but not all the time.
Yeah, sometimes you have your fucking moments. God.
Yes, I
tell you to stop reading bullshit on the internet. I see you posting bullshit from the internet. I'm like, stop reading this garbage, Rainey.
What?
What tell you about it?
On the internet.
You got excited over something with Dean Ambrose. I'm like, God damn it. It's the internet shit.
Well,
you forget that?
I'm sorry.
It's just saying, Dean Ambrose is divorced, according to the internet, even though he's still walking with his wife outside right now. Doesn't mean he's single. You've got a chance.
Did you know that his nipple was torn off one time and he had to sew it back on by himself?
You see, people, this is an example of what I'm talking about right here.
But it was true. Did you see the match?
You see, she goes and digs up every little piece of things, stuff about guys like Dean Ambrose, because she's obsessed with him. She probably wants to know his penis size, too.
No, I don't. There's
sure
only three guys that, you know, I'm obsessed with. And
are you going to be just like a little friend who's obsessed with Triple H?
Triple H is stalker. I'm not a stalker to people, and...
Oh, my gosh. No. It's Triple H. I'm going to go stalk him in his hotel room. I'm going to take
the picture
of him naked and post it on my Facebook.
I
know a ton of people that would.
I would be
calm
and collective around wrestlers, I think, because,
sure.
I mean, or maybe, like, I don't know. I would be probably shy around them because, you know, I am shy unless, you know, I really know you, like, personally know you. And, yeah.
It's just a simple fact that fucking fans can be annoying to them sometimes.
I know.
But, I don't know. I'm sure Triple H would appreciate her support, but... Wait until you see how the levels of her support goes. It goes over to the point where it boils over like water on a stove. It's like...
Yeah, well, I'm not...
Triple H, how you doing? Can I suck your dick? It's like, you ever see the episode of SpongeBob where he's meeting the cucumber? And he...
Oh, yeah.
And the cucumber's like, punch yourself in the face. SpongeBob punched himself in the face. And he's like, doesn't that hurt you? Do you want it to hurt me, Kevin? I see that with a lot of these female Triple H fans and stuff. I see that with her. Like, when he goes, punch yourself in the face. Bam! Doesn't that hurt?
Do you want it to hurt me, Triple H?
Yeah. The needle glove. The spike glove, yeah, you get it.
Yes, I'm not that upset.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I know you love her, but that's just the reason why I probably will never talk to her.
Yeah,
because if I add her on Facebook, I'm gonna see something stupid, and it's gonna annoy the piss out of me, and I'm gonna say something, and I'm gonna hurt her fucking feelings.
But anyways, you know the three guys, you know, that I, like, kind of obsessed over, you know.
You better not obsess over them or else we're finished.
Well, not really obsessed, but, you know, I enjoy, Taker, Punk, and, you know, Ambrose, but, I mean.
Taker is married.
I know. Punk is too, and Dean Ambrose is like, I don't know, but I know I don't have a chance with him, and I really don't want to have a chance with him because, yeah.
They have lives.
But I would, I just want to see Undertaker just one time in my life. That would be, like, so awesome.
Well, maybe it will, because... I always wanted to meet the whole Daughtry band in my life. That was always a goal of mine, and I accomplished that goal Saturday.
That's really good. I mean, I would probably, just freeze. Like, if I saw Undertaker, in person, and I would just probably freeze and get really shy and wouldn't do anything. And
oh, no, you wouldn't. You'd cry.
That, too.
With me, I'd be like, oh, shit, man. What's up, man? Damn. It's great to finally meet you.
Between me and you. You're a guy.
Yeah, I know, right? That's how I was with Chris Daughtry on Saturday. I was like, hey, what's up, man? What's up? Well, he already fucking knew who I was, but still.
You know what? I went my first concert that I went to. Well, I was 18, but it was the Adam Lambert concert. And
if I
show,
had you.
Anyways, one of the people that took me, she pushed me to the front of the line so, you know, he could sign and stuff. And I got really shy because I was really terribly shy back then. And, you know, I was social anxiety and I was freaking out.
Yeah,
and
I wonder why.
I was right in front of Adam and Adam touched my hand.
90 seconds, my ass.
Out.
Shut the fuck up.
And it was oh, my gosh. And I was hi. And I was hi, nice to meet you. And I was hi. And I was crap, I didn't know what to say. And I was stuttering on my words. And
this is what you do. You stay calm. You act natural.
I know.
With me, I did not freak out with Daughtry. I did not at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't even feel that type of emotion from that. I was hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Because I already know a lot.
Do you know the wrestler Corey Havoc?
Is he relevant?
He's in the Indies. He's up north around New Jersey, New York area.
Yeah, okay. No, I do not.
Anyways, whenever I was up there about 3 years ago, whenever I went up there to see somebody that I'm not going to mention now, but whenever I went up there to see him wrestle. Huh?
Well, who the hell is it? Who is it?
Well, he's a wrestler. Corey Havoc.
That you wouldn't mention right now.
Oh. His last name, his last name, ring name, I'm not going to mention. I'll tell you after this, but anyways. I went up there to see him with a friend from Canada, and
is it Pro Wrestling Syndicate? That shit that I cannot stop talking about, that people can't stop talking about on my goddamn Facebook.
Oh no, I didn't go to that. I went to something in somewhere in New Jersey, and they had Corey Havoc there and Tommy Dreamer and New Jack and other people there, and whenever I just okay, well, that's Corey Havoc, so I went up there and took a picture with him. You know, I wasn't freaking out. I wasn't shy, but, you know, I didn't really know who he was. And everyone was like, oh, my gosh, you just took a picture with Corey Havoc. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't know who that is. And she was like, well, that's the guy that you took a picture with. And I was like, okay. I mean, yeah, we carried on conversation and stuff, but at that time I didn't know who he was. But,
well, do you know that when you get into the pro wrestling business, it opens up a lot of awesome doors?
Yeah.
You're going to come across a lot of people that you know, that you've seen on TV, time and time and time again.
Yeah.
I already know I'm going to come across here at King Lawler again.
I didn't really, I saw a glimpse of Tommy Dreamer, you know, but I wasn't freaking out, and I knew he was, and I was a big follower on him, with him on, you know, ECW and stuff, and I was like, okay, wow, that's Tommy Dreamer over there, that's cool, and so, and that was 3 years ago, so, yeah. That was my first wrestling match that wrestling event that I went to, and that's my last one because I haven't mentioned any more yet. But hopefully that's not going to be my last one because I want
to. How come you haven't been to see the WWE live?
Because they're nowhere close to me. They're in Houston and stuff, but that's 3 hours away from me, and I can't go.
Then goddamn it, drive. Get your mother to drive you.
Yeah, well,
not
that's
busy trying to be a snooki. Is she not too busy trying to be a snooki wannabe?
No, well, that's not going to happen because she doesn't really like wrestling that much, and there's nothing.
Yeah, but she likes the old, but she likes younger men.
I'm not even
going to
go into that.
Twerk.
No. Did I tell you that time last Sunday? I think it was last Sunday. No, it was Sunday before that. The preacher was, like, saying all these, like, wrestling puns, and it was, like, really getting on my nerves and making me laugh because he said, well, you know what? One day I listened to a song in 5 different languages. I laughed, and I was like, wow. And he looked straight at me. He's like, what's your problem over there? I said, never mind, nothing. Sorry.
Here's what I got to say about that.
What?
I'm sorry.
I was singing about Cesaro, about him talking in 5 different languages.
You mean 5 different languages? Gibberish, and gibberish.
And then,
happy birthday, Luke Bryan.
Bryan,
he turns 38.
Luke Bryan, I love him.
Hang on, let me share this.
Sure, what? I don't see anything. Did you read what I put in that one of the groups this morning about that plane crash might interfere with that Swagger and Rusev match or something?
That deadly plane crash in Malaysia?
Yeah, that's what people were saying because it was like something about the brush.
Who the hell was saying that?
I don't know. It was like on the freaking internet everywhere I turned. Oh, are they going to...
Oh, my gosh. Here we go with the internet again.
Because they did it with the Hussein one, so why don't they do it with this? They had to cut the Sergeant Slaughter thing off or error, whatever it was. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, well, neither do I. Hang on a second.
What?
Okay.
I'm serious.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's what I want to say to people, but I don't. I'm a nice person.
I'm not.
I know you're not. Well, you are sometimes,
what?
But...
Well, I am, but I'm also not.
You're real.
I'm not mean, I'm just real.
I'm not a criminal. I'm not a villain. Yeah, this is personal. A drive-by killing.
And if there's any backstabbers listening out there, this song is for you. Plus, I have your friends in the back. Yes. And to one backstabber in particular that used to be my friend. And they did play this on Saturday. Yes. You guys got any backstabbers out there? You got any haters out there?
Huh.
As Chris Daughtry said to me on Saturday, if you got hate in your heart, let it out. That's what he said. Once again, if you got hate in your heart, let it out. Oh. Well, fuck.
Let's see.
Keep on going about this fucking wrestling shit.
Never mind. I can't talk to you about Ric Flair because you didn't watch.
Matter of fact, last week, I did go and see Wildfire Wrestling down here in Memphis.
That's what I was going to ask you about. I'm sorry for interrupting, but that's what I was going to ask you about, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I mean, I guess Kevin Lawler wants to run a decent show, but I don't know how good it is that he runs maybe once or twice out of the year. But I will say that Scott Steiner can sure cuss up a storm.
I'm pretty sure he can.
He said fuck me to me. And I said fuck you back. And we were just going on back and forth for a couple minutes. He called Memphis, Tennessee a shithole. Jerry King Lawler said on the microphone, if you could win matches with your mouth here at Memphis, you'd be world champion right now. And at the end of the match, Jerry King Lawler pulled a classic trick that he always used back in the day, I think. It's a classic professional wrestling trick. Can you guess what it is? A lot of people have used it. And no, it's not the mist.
What?
It's not the mist. It's a classic.
Okay.
It's a classic pro wrestling trick that has been used for decades.
I don't know.
He pulled out a fireball.
Oh.
He pulled a fireball. I saw him reaching to. I saw King reaching into his tights for something, and he pulled a fireball out of his trunks, lit the damn thing, and stuck it in Scott Steiner's face.
Wow.
Little Scott Steiner. Yeah, that's cool. Real nice fireball. Interesting, isn't it?
Yep. Oh,
yes,
and
yes,
I got
yes.
something else to tell you.
What?
And you're going to really, really, really get pissed off about this, too.
Why?
Well, people are going about saying, oh, since Sting didn't return, they're going to make a match between him and CM Punk at WrestleMania 31.
Okay, people, with that being said, we are about to end this show before I blow a fucking gasket. I would like to thank everybody for listening. And I'm serious. You better stop fucking listening to this show right now before I cuss your stupid asses out.
I'm sorry, but it was, like, really irritating me, too. I mean, people are so fucking stupid.
This just in. CM Punk is scratching his back. This must mean he's coming back to the WWE. This is him. CM Punk is in the bathroom taking a shit, possibly contemplating a WWE return. This just in. CM Punk is in the bedroom having sex with AJ Lee. I guess the sex is really good, and if the sex is really good, he'll come back to the WWE. I am a annoying CM Punk mark, and I can't fucking let it go. Because CM Punk runs my life. I would suck CM Punk's dick for money.
Yeah, I cheer for him every single week for him to come out, and he doesn't come out. Why doesn't he come out?
I wonder why. Because he's moved on, you jackoffs. I'm going to say this over and over again. I'm going to say this to every last fucking fan. Listen to me. I don't care if I like you or if I don't like you. CM Punk has no obligation to you to do what you want him to do. He has the right to do what is best for him, what he feels is best for him. And right now, if he feels like stepping away from the WWE for the time being, or whenever he feels like it's the time being, then he has the right to do so. Stop treating him like a piece of shit or getting overly excited for him to come back, because I'm saying you miss CM Punk. I miss CM Punk too. But at the same time, I've also moved on, jackass. You do the same thing. There's this little thing that they have. I think they're available at Walmart. They call Live. I think they're on sale for half price. And if you get one now, You can get a brain for free. You should go check out that offer. It's a Blue Light special at Walmart. Check it out. Wink.
What was I going to say now? Damn it, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, who fucking cares? I have more music. And I would like to send out a special birthday wish to this guy. Happy 38th birthday.
Well, I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. Wanna wind you up and take you down too, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the corn rolls, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. It's gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Oh, go ahead, Franny.
What?
What'd you say? Yeah, he's 38-year-old man. Of course, thinks he's gonna be adorable. He's 38 years old. Of course, you think he's adorable. You like older men. Granny likes older men, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not older, she's not gonna think you're adorable. You know I know what you like, yeah. Because, see, I'm 23, and she doesn't think I'm adorable, even though she used to think I'm adorable. Yeah, see, notice how she's not saying anything. I'm telling the truth. I said that you think he's adorable. He's 38 years old, so of course you think he's going to be adorable because you like older men. But you don't think I'm adorable because I'm 23.